This is Upstate's Health Link on Air. Linda Cohen here with you. This is Lung Cancer Awareness Month, and the American Cancer Society, as well as many other medical organizations, have recommended screening for lung cancer for certain older, heavy smokers as a way to reduce mortality from that otherwise fatal disease. Upstate's Cancer Center has been engaged in this screening effort, and here to tell us more about it and give us an update on the results of this program are Dr. Leslie Coman, Medical Director of the Cancer Center and of the new Lung Cancer Screening Program, and Linda Veit, Program Coordinator for the Lung Cancer Screening Program. Welcome to you both. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So, Dr. Coman, let's start with you. What led up to the new recommendations for lung cancer screening?
Well, first of all, lung cancer creates the biggest cancer burden of any cancers in the world, as well as in the United States, and more women and men die of lung cancer than from prostate, breast, and colon cancer combined. And the survival has not improved very much over many years.
So it's a real killer.
It's a real killer. And we've been searching for a long time to find a method of early detection so that we can cure people in the early, still curable stages of the disease. So a number of years ago, the National Cancer Institute embarked on the world's largest study of screening for lung cancer. And the screening method chosen was a low-dose CT scan. Mm-hmm. And the results were very surprising and positive in the sense that the patients who got a CT scan every year for 3 years had a significantly lower rate of dying from lung cancer and from any other cause than the people who had chest x-rays instead.
Wow.
This is the strongest data about screening for any solid tumor that has ever been shown.
So they were able to detect these tiny spots or nodules early in the progression of the disease and be able to treat them, in a sense, avert death. I mean,
Exactly. And these results have now been reviewed by the United States Preventive Services Task Force. We have their preliminary evaluation, and their final recommendation is due within just the next few weeks. And this is expected to show that low-dose CT screening once a year is recommended for current and former heavier smokers in certain categories of age, and that this is expected to save lives.
Wow. So let's be specific now. What are the guidelines? Who are these heavier smokers or older heavier smokers? Who are they?
The people who are eligible for this and have evidence of real benefit are those between the ages of 55 and 79 who have smoked 30 pack years in their life. That is one pack of cigarettes per year for 30 years or the equivalent.
Wow.
And if they have quit smoking, they must have quit within the last 15 years. We know now that over half of lung cancers are diagnosed in non-smokers or former smokers. So former smokers are still at risk and should participate in this trial.
How about other smokers? How about people who don't quite hit that mark?
The people who don't quite hit that mark are at increased risk. However, the risk is not great enough, has not been studied to date to show that the risk-benefit ratio is favorable for those.
So what pitfalls are there, if any, with this type of screening?
Well, the primary pitfall is finding things that may or may not be cancer and requiring additional follow-up, because a large number of people without lung cancer have spots on their lungs.
Oh.
And how do we avoid having invasive procedures which are not needed for these patients? Well, the way to interpret them on CAT scans is continuously evolving. And we have world-class experts in radiology here in interpreting these nodules. And our incidence of requiring any form of biopsy for something that is not cancer is very low. And it's getting lower worldwide, but we are leaders in that.
Wow, so there really is there's a talent or an art to really analyzing accurately these CT scans and making that call as to whether it's cancer or not.
Very much so. So the primary downside is anxiety created by finding something that has to be followed, the costs associated with increased follow-up, and the very, very slight chance of having some kind of unnecessary procedure for something that turns out not to be cancer.
That makes sense. How about the radiation from the CTs? I know over the years there's been talk about too much radiation.
Right. Well, the dose for this is low dose, and it's continuously declining. And we have software that's unique in this region to be able to calculate the lowest dose for each individual patient.
So you're really minimizing.
We minimize the dose,
possible.
And the benefits have shown to be far greater than the downside of the increased radiation.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's Health Link on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here along with Dr. Leslie Coleman. She's the director of Upstate's Lung Cancer Screening Program, and Linda Veit, the program coordinator. And we're talking about the lung cancer screening program that is going on here at Upstate. So Linda, I haven't heard from you yet, but I want to know much more specifically. So tell us about Upstate's screening program. Tell us, what is it? What do you do? How long has it been going on?
Right. Our lung cancer screening program has been in existence since September of 2012, so we're going on our second year now. Very successful. We have had 76 new participants in the program to date. As I said, we're on our second year in the program now, which means that many of those people will be coming back for their annual follow-up scan. We've had five or six so far come back for that. Again, it's been very successful. The public has embraced this quite readily. And what you get, it's the Upstate Lung Cancer Screening Program is a comprehensive lung cancer screening program. We have been noted by the Lung Cancer Alliance to be a center of excellence, meaning that we follow all the required guidelines. But what you get when you come to the Upstate Lung Cancer Screening Program, a low-dose CT scan is given to the participant, and it's a very, very quick scan, 30 seconds or so to 1 minute. That's all it takes. When they leave there, they get a CD with the image on the CD that they can have for their own personal records or bring to their own primary care physician. They get a call within 2 to 3 days from the medical director on the results of the scan, and their primary care doctor as well gets a call as to what the results are. If anything worrisome is found, they are referred to our multidisciplinary lung cancer program at Upstate.
And the professional reading, as you've said before, is crucial in terms of how the data is being interpreted. You have specialized radiologists looking at these findings.
Exactly. We have dedicated chest radiologists who are very good at analyzing very, very small nodules.
So Dr. Coleman, before I want to get into the program a little bit more, but what actually have you found in these last 2 years?
Well, we have actually not found any cancers, which is not surprising because over 95% of spots on the lungs of smokers and former smokers are in fact not cancer. Mm-hmm. However, when you screen thousands, you definitely find a significant number of cancers. We've not found our first cancer yet. We have done one biopsy on a suspicious nodule that turned out to be a benign tumor. And we have had a number of patients come back for other scans, such as a PET scan, or for repeat scans within 3 or 6 months, rather than waiting for a full year.
So it sounds to me like you've given a lot of people a lot of peace of mind, but they need still to be tested on an annual basis in order to really maintain that safety net,
right,
so to speak.
The benefit comes the more years you have the scans. It's not a one-time scan.
So what about eligibility, Linda? Tell us more about that. Who is eligible? I understand we have the recommendations, mm-hmm, for people at a certain age range, but tell us more about that.
Right. So the recommended age group is The 55 to 79 year olds who have a somewhat of a heavy smoking history, meaning a pack a day for 30 years, as Dr. Coleman described,
or some combination. Or 2 packs a day for 15 years.
Right, some combination thereof, but to have that heavy smoking history. They also cannot have had any chest CT scan within the last 12 months. At least it's not recommended. The other good part of our program is that smoking cessation is included in the program.
Tell us about that. What does that mean?
Right. We have a certified smoking cessation counselor who comes on site the day or the evening of the scans, and she will counsel them either individually or in groups to help them quit smoking.
And that is that an ongoing process?
It is. She does it that night, and it's ongoing for approximately 12 months after. She follows up with them on a regular basis to see how they're doing.
And what's been the success rate in terms of the smoking cessation? I'm curious.
It's been pretty successful.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I would think that I'm almost shocked when you say smoking cessation, because I'm almost shocked that someone who thinks enough to come in and get a scan and so obviously is clued into their health would still be smoking.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly some people are just addicted.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you have found that the smoking cessation program has been a successful component
it
of
has
this
been.
Whole thing.
Right.
So it sounds like not only are you providing a safety net in terms of peace of mind with this kind of screening program, but you're also literally helping them to stop smoking if necessary, which is crucial
exactly.
in the whole process. So this is a sticky wicket, but I know that it still costs to the patient. Tell me about that briefly.
It does. Currently, it's $235. It has been that price for the last year, and it will be that price until insurance begins to start covering
it. And it's currently not covered by medical insurance. Does that include Medicare as well?
Yes, it's not covered by Medicare or private insurance yet.
So the hope is that we're moving in that direction.
Things that are approved by the United States Preventive Services Task Force when this final ruling is made, are required to be covered by all insurances without copay. The CT scan for lung cancer screening has the same degree of recommendation as mammography.
So very shortly, you're probably assuming and hoping it will be covered by insurance.
Probably within about a year. Most insurances, first it will be Medicare and Medicaid, and then others will follow.
So, go ahead.
I do want to make one point.
Sure.
Although CT screening for lung cancer saves lives, stopping smoking saves infinitely more lives.
Crucial.
And that is still the mainstay, the biggest important component of reducing deaths from lung cancer is for smoking to stop among those who smoke and for children to be
never
prevented from starting by legislation, by rules on advertising, packaging, and control of big tobacco.
I'm with you. That's great. I mean, I'm right there on that soapbox along with you. Very quickly, in the very little bit of time we have left, Linda, how do you make an appointment if you want a screening?
Right. It's very easy. Call our Upstate Connect number at 464-8668, and you can be scheduled pretty quickly.
Sounds great. Well, my guests have been Dr. Leslie Coleman, Medical Director of the Cancer Center and the Upstate Cancer Center and the new Lung Cancer Screening Program, and Linda Veit, the Program Coordinator for the Lung Cancer Screening Program. Thanks so much, both of you, for coming. And great news. Sounds like you're really rolling, and it's a great service to the community. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's Health Link on Air.